what you want right here toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. You can get interactive with us here on the airwaves. Toll-free number again, 855-453. We've got Skype as well. You can Skype into the show, username lrn.fm. That's, again, user lrn.fm. And honestly, I should screen all the Skype calls before we take them on the air, but sometimes you just get a little busy in the studio, and we don't have producers in our studio. We do have one over them over at the Genesis Communications Network, but the Skype calls are handled on this end. So if you could do your own producing for us, it'd be great.
Yeah, we'd love that.
Contact the when you're using Skype, they got the Echo Test service. Just call the Echo Test service and talk at it for 20 seconds, and then it'll play it back to you, play back what it heard. That way you can see if there's any problems with your microphone and your speakers. It's a good way to just run yourself a little self-check before you call into Free Talk Live. So we go back to the phones, in this case back to Skype, where Dalek Ancap is on the line with us calling from Colorado. He has fixed his microphone and is back on. You wanted to talk about the so-called day we fight back, is that correct?
Yeah, I was going to talk a little bit about that. I do highly respect people actually trying to stop mass surveillance, but at the same time, they're still going to spy on us, whether it's directly through ABC glitter agencies, or even indirectly through companies and security contractors. So we have to understand that most people do, except for the idiotic status sheeple.
So what is this? I mean, the day we fight back, according to the website, thedaywefightback.org, it is apparently today, February 11th. So apparently,
I haven't been fighting all day.
The fighting is going on here as we speak. Can you give us a rundown? I kind of know what this is, but you called about it, so I'd like to give you the chance, Dalek, to explain this.
Well, it's mainly more of like a huge online and offline protest, and I do have a Twitter, and I actually tweeted out that I was going to be on the show just a moment ago. So,
is this part of your fighting back? Is to call Free Talk Live?
I don't want to fight,
Dalek. No. I was just kind of just saying, hey, I'm going to be on LRN.fm. Okay. But mainly, I do have like a little Stop the NSA thing. And it was just something to wake people up to the state and stuff. So it's more of libertarian-minded.
So what it is, this is my interpretation of what this is. The website, thedaywefightback.org, it's got a bunch of organizations on there that are sponsoring this. So Demand Progress, Greenpeace, Reddit, the Libertarian Party.
These are big names.
Two Cows, DuckDuckGo, there's all kinds of Namecheap, all kinds of companies and organizations. Electronic Frontier Foundation is one of the main
sponsors
here.
I like them a lot.
So a lot of different groups. It's not slid one direction politically. It's just a lot of people who have concerns about privacy online who joined together to so-called fight back against mass surveillance. And, of course, they're fighting by, I guess, as you said, putting banners up, changing Facebook profile photos, and calling their legislators, which, of course, none of this is really violence, so that's good. I'm glad there's not any actual violence going on.
No,
I don't really much care for the meme of fighting.
I prefer not to use that language, but I do find sometimes it's difficult to find words to put in the place of fighting. And there's a lot of parallels between, you know, sort of a struggle against, standing against the state and its intrusions. And
I don't like
it.
Any of that terminology, personally.
I hear you. I don't like it either.
Right. I'd just rather just be free and let them be the ones that are struggling because they're frustrated by people being free.
choosing rather than fighting back, one could protect themselves, maybe encouraging people to encrypt their information so the NSA and other surveillance people can't get it. It would be a good thing for this day to accomplish.
Great suggestion. So helping people learn helping people learn how to use PGP, that would be far more effective than calling. If you're going to spend 10 minutes on something, spend 10 minutes giving some friends some basic instructions as to how to do PGP as opposed to calling a legislator.
Start with CryptoKit at CryptoKit.com. It's all K's, no C's. CryptoKit.com.
So, hey, Dalek, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
Okay, one more thing. Also, you guys can also use proxies, VPNs, to anonymize your IP and also to keep yourself safe on the interwebs.
Yeah, sure. That's know what that is.
VPN?
I thought you said Foxy or something like that. Well,
proxy.
Oh, proxies. Okay, gotcha. Thanks, Dolly, for the call tonight. Yeah, we actually advertise a VPN here on Free Talk Live, which is ProXPN. It is a global virtual private network, and that does provide you some safety, but it's it doesn't go far enough to protect you from, say, the NSA, for instance. However, it will protect your location from snooping websites that want to know where you are, and they will protect you from your ISP logging all the stuff that you do online, which your ISP is probably doing, your internet service provider is probably doing right now. You can go to proxpn.com. You can download their free app. There's one for Windows, another for Mac, iOS devices, as well as Android devices. Plus, there's a set of instructions to get ProXPN working with Linux, although setup's a little different for Linux, though it's pretty simple. ProXPN.com/FTL. You can grab the app there and use our discount code FTL20 when you're ready to upgrade to premium and get unlimited bandwidth and no limitations on the services that you can run. So if you want to do torrenting, you can do that with their premium account and protect yourself, protect your location, do private torrents with ProXPN. Again, go to proxpn.com/FTL. Use our discount code FTL20 to get that 20% off for the lifetime of your account. Or if you've got Bitcoin, you can pay for their annual plan with Bitcoin and get 33% off. By the way, if you use the discount code, the FTL20, you can, if you buy the annual plan, get the price of ProXPN down to $5 a month. So they give you some major privacy protections that you just don't get from your regular internet service provider, because ProXPN doesn't log anything that you do online. You do that for $5 a month. Combine that with PGP. Combine that with using Tor for more questionable website viewing. And that's pretty much that's going to put you at a higher level of safety than you would otherwise be by default.
Nothing's ironclad, but it's just not worth them coming after you. It's just not worth them looking and going through all the trouble to see what you're doing online.
So, yeah, again, that's ProXPN/FTL to go and grab the app. And, again, it's a free app, but there's an upgrade available, and you're probably going to want that. There's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee as well. Now, I love that solution, Garrett. Instead of calling a legislator, which isn't going to do anything.
I don't know that it doesn't. I disagree with
at
that.
At the federal government level, it's not going to do anything.
And PIPA and that whole thing, those guys were going to put that stuff through, and they didn't.
They're just going to shove it through on some other bill if they haven't already done so.
I agree that it takes vigilance. There's no doubt about it. But you can't say it doesn't do anything, because it has done stuff, especially when it comes to this online stuff.
I don't know. Didn't they shove SOPA through under some other bill or whatever later on?
No.
No, you sure about
that? They tried it again, but they failed again.
Well, I guess the bailouts are the best example of the 99-to-1 calls against, yeah, and they still passed it.
Indeed, that's a great example. But you see, in that case, their greed for them and their paymasters. Really what the payoff is. Here it's just, what are they watching online or whatever. This is much more an issue of the people.
This is futile, though. I mean, they can change the legislation or whatever, but it won't change how the NSA behaves. They can do whatever they want.
Encryption, proxies, these things give you an amount of power today. And I don't disagree with that for one second. However, of all the nonsense we do online, including Wacky Birds or whatever we talked about last night, a quick click-o form letter to your Congress critter is probably not a waste of your time.
Yeah, I'm not going to spend my time on this person.
You don't have to, but I support them. If the Electronic
Did you
Freedom,
do it?
If the Electronic Freedom Foundation, I hadn't even heard of it, Ian.
Okay, it's not too late. Are you going to go and do it?
I'm going to go and do it. The Electronic Freedom Foundation's involved. I think that it's worthy of it. They've been very successful in these kind of things.
Let me know the form letter you get back from your Congress critter.
I get form letters constantly from these disgusting individuals. But I never even look at them because I know they don't care about what I've
They do the same thing to your letter, too.
Yeah. I know. Ian. Right. It's the preponderance of correspondence that they get. And so if an organization, I've written plenty of regular correspondence to legislators. I know they don't read that stuff.
We'll come back with more here in moments. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-648-5421. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-648-5421. That's 877-648-5421.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want right here, toll-free at 855-453. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Pro XPN toll-free line with you tonight. Ian here.
And Garrett.
And Mark.
Garrett's joining us courtesy of FreeConcord.org. And we've been talking in the beginning of the show about the latest on the Robinhooding situation, which, of course, is an ongoing saga here in the Keene, New Hampshire area, where we do the show with a group of individuals who have been threatened and attacked by people on the streets and also by the people calling themselves the state, bringing lawsuits against us, demanding that we stay away from their agents and pay them money. Well, they lost the suits in Superior Court and are since appealing that to the Supreme Court. That has yet to actually be argued in front of
the Supreme Court. Of course, they'll never have to pay for it. They just can continue to use taxpayer money for
that.
That's correct.
And they've currently spent at least $20,000 taxpayer dollars, although it could be much more than that. We don't actually have a real firm number on how much this has cost them so far. So we can continue that discussion here and, of course, take your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE. Ben, still to come here tonight, an inoperable shotgun shell has resulted in a man facing time in prison. We'll talk to you about where that's happening and more details on it. Coming up, the Texas Bitcoin Conference. It's just a few weeks away at this point, March 5th and 6th. It's going to be happening in Austin, which I'm excited because finally I have an excuse to go and visit Austin. Where there's kind of
and you're plenty weird.
Where there's kind of, well, it's known for being a libertarian stronghold, at least as far as it has some libertarians in it. It's certainly not a libertarian place to live. But there's a number of folks there, like Catherine Bleich and John Bush, who are people that we've had on the show a number of times from here in New Hampshire when they've come to visit us. So it'll be fun to go down there and see all kinds of great speakers. There are going to be three tracks at the Texas Bitcoin Conference at any moment. So there's always going to be three speakers from which you can choose to go and see. There will be several big announcements at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. What does that mean? We will find out when we're there, and hopefully you will as well. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live, and you won't want to miss the awesome hackathon that they're going to be having there also. March 5th and 6th. It's coming up, so get your tickets now at TexasBitcoinConference.com. If you're into Bitcoin or interested in Bitcoin, this is the place to be. This is where the movers and the shakers are going to be, and, of course, any conference like this. It's a great networking opportunity as well. TexasBitcoinConference.com. As we continue here, our toll-free number is 855-453, and our Skype is username lrn.fm. So we talked quite a bit about the Travis Hobbs, the latest situation here in New Hampshire, where this guy, this big hulking thug guy, 250-pound football linebacker kind of guy, ran at you, Garrett Ian, as you were in the streets doing Robin Hooding, just saving people from getting parking tickets. This guy thought he was going to stand up for the parking enforcers, and you were led down an alleyway by the parking enforcers, who appeared to be working, at least one of them appeared to be working in concert with the man who ultimately attempted to attack you. That's a kind of a bit of a conspiracy theory, but I don't think it's going out on too much of a limb, considering they were talking just moments before on Main Street to one another. Then she goes down an alleyway with the other parking enforcer. You follow her to continue Robin Hooding, and then the thug follows you after that.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be a court case. He's been charged with four counts of some sort of, was it criminal threatening?
Criminal threatening, which under New Hampshire law is in the same subset as assault. And is a misdemeanor charge when you're threatening bodily harm to someone or damage to someone's property. It becomes a felony if there's a weapon involved.
Now, he...
I wonder if the lighter would count as a weapon in that circumstance.
Could be a stretch.
It seems like a stretch. I mean, I wouldn't think it would be worthy of a felony, in my opinion.
We were both in the courtroom this Monday morning when he was being arraigned on these charges, and mm-hmm. You were very interested in finding out what he was going to do. Turns out he pled not guilty.
Yes, I was actually quite surprised because I was thinking that the city of Keene would be offering some sort of sweet deal to
keep
not...
him off the stand, to keep you off the stand, perhaps?
Sure.
To keep the parking enforcer off the stand?
Definitely.
Of course, the city's going to be the one prosecuting this, so they may not even call one of the parking enforcers up.
That's true. There's a good chance I may be the only witness in this case.
Mm-hmm. So,
but if you start telling your story, you can tell whatever story you want. They really can't stop you.
It's true.
That's true. I've already put the statements up on FreeKeen. It's pretty much just straight out of the video, everything, a rundown of what happens. I didn't know what specifically the police were going to be pulling out and saying was criminal from the encounter. The thing I considered the most criminal was the threats of violence and physically charging and him pushing Graham off the bike. However, unless, I guess, I don't know if it's a KPD policy, but it is illegal to consensually fight in public in New Hampshire. It's a violation of rebel assault.
No dueling.
Sure. So if it's unconsensual, it then becomes a misdemeanor.
Mm-hmm.
But
so what is it if it is consensual?
It's a violation level offense.
So it's a ticket.
Sure.
That's right.
Yeah. What's it,
I suppose you could be arrested or protective custody for disorderly or something along those lines.
I wonder what the fine is for voluntary fighting.
Could be up to $1,000, I think. Violation?
It doesn't seem that they charge it, though, because in this instance, they requested that the victim make some statement and be willing to testify before they would be filing any charges, even though it seems that they wouldn't need that.
Well, I mean, you wouldn't want to write out a ticket if you had a
if you had no case,
had a misdemeanor on your hands. I mean,
that's true.
So he's going not guilty. The trial set out for, was it June?
June 17th.
So it's going to be right before the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So maybe we'll have a few folks visiting in town and maybe can turn out some people to watch it. But is there anything else that you felt like needed to be covered, an update on that situation? Did we miss any aspects?
Well, that's one of the more noteworthy instances of someone threatening Robin Hooders with violence and a prolonged threat, a future threat, not just running up to them and either grabbing their camera or something of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
But recently, there was a video that came out that was filmed by another Robin Hooder, Graham Coulson. I don't know if that got much airplay on the show previously.
We did talk about it, I think, to some extent, although I don't think in great, great detail. You're talking about where he was threatened by a tow truck driver.
Yes. I've been very disturbed by the reaction to that video because the video is pretty one-sided. This tow truck driver is just off the wall making all sorts of threats of violence from the get-go. And fortunately,
the driver even suggests he's going to bring a gun.
Yes,
the next time he sees.
He says he makes future threats of I better not see you alone in the future. Next time I'll have a gun.
Right.
And this is Graham never even got near this guy. There was one point in the video when the guy went to run at Graham, and Graham I guess was moving away. You can't see what happens. And according to Graham, he never actually touched him,
mm-hmm.
which is good to hear.
You know, Graham seems to be a magnet for this stuff. I don't understand why this local boy just seems to get the worst end of this stuff. Is it because they feel they can abuse their own so much more?
No, I think it's because Graham's out on the streets doing the Robin Hooding more so than a lot of people. I mean, I would say it's you and Graham are two of the primaries these days, and that's kind of how it was until Graham was banned from Robin Hooding due to some bail conditions on a case about him trespassing in the local park here, which has since been overturned. So he's now he can now go to the park, and he's now no longer banned from being near the parking enforcer. So he can start. He's just begun starting up with this again on a pretty much a daily basis. I think he was out today.
It might be some societal prejudice against young men too that they've. I mean, both you and Graham are younger than 25, I think. Or thereabouts.
Some people freak out about video cameras.
Yeah,
I've
but they wouldn't
freak out.
People would not freak out on me the way they have freaked out on Graham and Garrett, and it's because of who,
Is it because you're bigger, you think?
I've got gray hair. There's a...
Well, I wonder about that, Mark, because, it might be interesting to see you go walk around downtown with a video camera and see what happens to you.
It might
One
very
person
well.
Who got shoved while holding a video camera downtown was Peter Thomas. There's actually a video while Graham and Jane were at Robin Hooding, and a woman shoves him and runs off and flashes a badge.
He's probably in his early 50s.
And an ex-cop.
And a big guy.
Yeah, we'll come back with more here in moments. 855-453. Some people really react in a very serious manner to being video recorded in public. It's like the camera's stealing their soul or something. That may be what they believe. I don't know. It's crazy. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. Right here, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, the Pro XPN toll-free line, and you can join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live, and if you are enjoying the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us. You can get your shopping taken care of at shop.freetalklive.com. Get the stuff you're looking for in life. And get it at a great price because it's Amazon. You go to shop.freetalklive.com. There's links to Amazon US, Amazon UK, and Amazon Canada. You click into the right one for you, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. It's that simple. The same great Amazon prices you're used to. Same great service. I actually just got some batteries from Amazon. I've got a new video camera. Finally upgraded my video camera. It's been 5 years since I purchased a camera.
Sounds like it did you good.
The old batteries, they didn't work for the new camera, so I had to buy some new ones, and they've got some really killer batteries at Amazon called Wasabi brand. Like, they're not the official brand of the camera, but they work with the camera, and you pay a fraction of the price, but you get way more time on the battery. So it's just like a killer battery at a great price, and I've always gotten them at Amazon. And you can go and get whatever you need from Amazon, and Free Talk Live gets a cut when you go to shop.freetalklive.com. Coming up, You're going to be able to meet Garrett Ian at the upcoming New Hampshire Liberty Forum. I believe you're going to be on a panel with me.
True. I believe it's Saturday morning.
I think it's 9 a.m. bright and early on Saturday morning. So, you know, don't party too hard on Friday night at the Liberty Forum, and or otherwise stay up all night and then come up and see the Robin Hood direct action panel.
Head throbbing, eyes bleary.
On Saturday morning, it'll be worth your while, I hope. We're going to have some experts at the realm of direct action. When I was approached to do this panel by the organizer of the Liberty Forum, you know, I was asked, well, what kind of panel do you want to do? So I was basically given the opportunity to decide. And I didn't want to do civil disobedience because we've done that to death up here. And there was a great direct action panel for the first time that happened at Keenvention last year. And so I thought, well, let's bring the direct action panel to the Liberty Forum. There'll be a big crowd, hopefully, and we'll get to talk about beyond civil disobedience. Because civil disobedience, I think, is considered direct action. But doing things like Robin Hooding is actually, I think as James describes it, James Robin Hood Cleveland describes it, civil obedience. And in that, you know, you're actually filling the parking meter. You're not doing anything illegal in that particular case.
Preventing people from breaking the law.
It's true. Yeah, you're stopping people from getting parking tickets. So anyway, so we're going to talk about that. We'll talk about all kinds of other things. It'll be a lot of fun. I think Derek J. may actually be joining us. Originally, I didn't think he was going to be able to make it because he originally wasn't. And now I did find out recently Derek J. will be in attendance.
That's good to hear.
I invited him there. I'm told we can only have four people, but we're going to try to make it work. But it's going to be a lot of fun. Go to nhlibertyforum.com. That's just one of the many, many speaking engagements that will be happening. There will be dozens of speakers at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. But the real attraction is the people who are going to be there, the folks who are there in the audience, the people that you get to meet in the hallways and talk to, and many of them are Free State Project participants. They're people who've moved to New Hampshire, as Mark and myself did, to achieve more liberty. Garrett, you've lived here most all of your entire life.
Sure.
And but a lot of us have come in here. Hundreds of people have come here as part of the Free State Project, and thousands more are still to come. So that's really what the New Hampshire Liberty Forum is about. It's about giving you kind of a taste of what it's like to be around people who understand freedom and who are willing to actually do something to accomplish more of it in our lifetime. It's coming up actually in about, what is it, 2 weeks away? Maybe a week and a half at this point, I guess. Yeah, so it's the 20th through the 23rd. February 20th through the 23rd. So we're just over a week away at this point, and it's going to be a lot of fun. You can still get tickets. The hotel itself is sold out, but the event is not. So go to nhlibertyforum.com, and we look forward to seeing you there. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live, so come on up, see us, and meet all kinds of interesting people.
And that hotel has since become a bit infamous because of the Duckgate scandal, which has occurred since the previous Liberty Forum.
What is the Duckgate scandal? Because I don't think we've discussed it, at least not on any of the shows I've been on recently on Free Talk Live.
Oh, I'm surprised to hear. I know just even across New Hampshire, but also across the nation, this made quite an impact. There was a representative, New Hampshire State House of Representatives from Nashua, and he was driving his car allegedly drunk out of the...
Oh, boy.
Bar at the Crown Plaza Hotel, which anyone attending Liberty Forum will get to experience. And he hit multiple ducks. Five of them were killed. Many more were injured.
Oh, wow.
There was a confrontation with someone on the scene. He ended up driving off, and the police commissioner, the person who's supposed to be keeping the police unbiased and doing the right thing, called up the police and said, oh, I heard you're looking for my friend, this person who ran over the ducks, who's allegedly drunk. He didn't say that on the phone, though. Is it okay if he comes in tomorrow? That police commissioner has since resigned. There's all this pressure on that state
after
representative.
After he sobers up, you mean?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're not really supposed to, you know, suggest to the police that they go investigate something the next day. That's usually not how it works.
Yeah, this rep's name is Campbell. I don't have a
David
first name.
David Campbell.
Yeah, David Campbell. And apparently, you know... Yeah. So ran over several mallard ducks is what I'm hearing. I would have thought it was like Muskogees or something there, but with his BMW outside the Crown Plaza hotel. So
yeah, and the audio recordings illustrated with some video and pictures from the scene are up on the Aqua Keen YouTube channel, youtube.com/AquaKeen. So you can hear the audio recordings of the call that went out after the ducks were hit, and also
this was
the
a concerned individual in the parking lot who made the call?
It was one of the staff of the hotel.
Okay.
How many ducks did he kill?
He killed five. There were a few more injured. I'm not sure the number that were injured.
And there's a lot of ducks in this particular area of the hotel.
And it's not a place one can drive particularly fast. So the idea that someone was going fast enough to physically strike five ducks says something about the recklessness of their driving in that
area. Yeah, I mean, you're not supposed to... I mean, this isn't the kind of thing that I would be going more than... Maybe 10 would be fast. 10 would be, yeah, you'd be going too fast if you were going 10 miles an hour in this little area where these ducks are. I mean, these ducks have been there for years. Somehow people have not managed to run over them in large numbers. But, I mean, it almost feels intentional.
Did this guy refuse to resign? Did I hear something about him being called to resign and he was...
There's a headline on, I believe it might be a Nashua Telegraph article that says, Duck Killer Sad About Resignation of Police Commissioner.
His buddy's gone.
David Campbell said, oh, I'm sad that my friend resigned because of my improper actions, and he's covering up my improper actions, but no comment.
The police commissioner guy had the good sense to leave the public spotlight, but this guy's going forward. He's powering on.
Yep.
He's going to continue. He's here to represent the people.
Well, that's the thing about being an elected official. You know, but hey, let the people decide that I need to be fired in 2 years.
It's true.
When they forget about me.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
And he's also on the transportation committee, I believe, so he's supposed to know a little bit more about driving.
I'm getting transported across a bunch of dead ducks, drunk.
So was there a criminal charge involved in that?
Yes, taking wildlife out of season, I believe. He pled guilty to that.
And I wonder what his sentence was.
It was a fine, I believe. He's already paid it, I believe.
You know, there you go.
It brings up the sort of...
That makes everything right.
The interesting... that assumes that he took these ducks intentionally, so one has to prove that. But it brings up this sort of interesting thing, is a lot of people that are outraged about this, and I am outraged about this, are meat eaters, and I am. So is it the waste of the life? Because that's what it feels like to me. You took these animals, you killed these animals, and you didn't eat them.
I don't think he would have gotten away with it if he'd just gone out and sliced up the ducks and cooked them.
Yeah, right. If he took a shovel and put them in some plastic bags in the back of his BMW and then took them home and cooked them up.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just really psychopathic behavior. But I'm just saying that I think what I'm outraged about here is the waste as far as these animals' lives go and the meat and all that stuff.
I think it's also pretty outrageous that he was driving drunk as well. It's not very safe.
They said the only thing we can be able to say at this point is a few drinks. Drunk, by the law's standards, is 0.08. If he's 0.07, does that make this activity any less horrifying? Because I don't think I'd feel that way.
If only he had a freedom cam in his car so we could see the last moments.
But he wouldn't give up the information.
He may not, but it would be interesting to see what he was muttering to himself at the time he was running down the ducks.
The freedom cam accelerated. The freedom cam has a microphone. It would be able to tell whether you accelerated, all that stuff. You can find this great activist tool at freedomcam.net. But you're in control of the audio and the video because you've got the recording device.
Unless the police confiscate it. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control here. It's Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want here. Toll free at 855-453. We've got Skype as well. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. So feel free to reach out through that method if you prefer. You can also join us online. Just go and get interactive at freetalklive.com. We've got a webcam. You can watch, you can listen, and you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners at cam.freetalklive.com. Again, that's cam.freetalklive.com. Like everything on our site, it's totally free.
So you can go to bitcoinstore.com, and at bitcoinstore.com you can find more than 500,000 consumer electronics items available for immediate shipment, and they're at wholesale prices. There's no markup on products from bitcoinstore.com. Now, why would a company sell products at zero markup? Well,
ideology?
It's ideology is really the only answer in this case. It's because the owner, promoter of BitcoinStore.com wants people to use Bitcoins. He wants to pressure companies to take Bitcoins. So he set up a place where people can get, you know, the kind of items that people buy on the internet. Consumer electronics devices like laptops and tablets and cameras and MP3 recorders and players and things like that. Big screen TVs, all that stuff you can get at BitcoinStore.com. You can get it at the lowest prices you're going to be able to find on the internet. But the catch is you can't buy it with euros or dollars or rubles or anything but Bitcoins. BitcoinStore.com.
All right, so I know Robinhood or Garrett Ian in the studio with us here tonight has brought a story to discuss about shotgun shells. In this case, one shotgun shell, one inoperable shotgun shell. In, was it the D.C. area?
Yes, the stories like this, you know, they got to come from a place like D.C.
Certainly not New Hampshire. You can have as many shotgun shells as you want here, from what I understand.
Sure. Just metal that's shaped in the dimensions of a shotgun shell, I guess, is illegal in D.C.
Wow.
Unfortunately for a man, his name is Mark Wittashek, I believe is how it would be pronounced.
That's unfortunate.
Yes. His home was raided by the police. This was back last year after there was an allegation that he had threatened his ex-girlfriend with a gun. At the time, he was at home with his children and his current girlfriend. The police put them in handcuffs and tossed the entire house.
So just to clarify something, they didn't raid his home when he was allegedly threatening his ex-girlfriend with a gun. There was
later.
A report that at some point he had threatened her with a gun, so then a month later, he's raided over this in the theory that they were going to find a gun, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, less about protecting her. I mean, if they wanted to protect her, they probably should have raided him within minutes, hours, days, not a month.
Yeah, ideally you're looking for a specific piece of evidence, like a particular type of gun that may have been used in a threat, but allegedly that report was unfounded. A restraining order was filed at the time that I guess has since been rescinded. But when that raid occurred, when his house was tossed, the D.C. Firearm Squad was able to locate an inoperable souvenir shotgun round. And they entered it into evidence as a live piece of ammunition. But I guess just that one item, he's facing up to a year in jail and several thousand dollars in fines.
For a shotgun shell.
One that is just a souvenir. I mean, it's not even real. Presumably it doesn't even have like a firing pin or something like that.
It's a thing that looks like a shotgun shell. It's not even a shotgun shell.
It probably doesn't even... Right.
A shotgun shell shoots. It's the word shot is in it. Derivative
well,
of the word
shoot. I don't know if a shell... A shell, by default, is absent of any sort of gunpowder, correct?
Yeah. Well, people
use
shells...
A round versus a shell, perhaps?
With shotguns, people tend to use shells to describe a live cartridge sometimes.
Really? Okay.
But it could also mean a spent cartridge, or it could also mean just a souvenir replica shell.
Right, so, in this case, as a souvenir, presumably it had no gunpowder in it.
Yes, I doubt it was explosive or incendiary in any way. But anyway, he had a bunch of stuff confiscated from him, some legally registered ammunition that I guess he had, as well as a holster.
How much time is he getting for that?
I think that was legal, so he's allowed to have it.
A holster? Shaped leather?
Oh, it doesn't say, but they do point out that it was a legal holster. I guess there are illegal holsters in D.C. I did not know that.
It sounds like everything's there is illegal if a novelty shotgun round with, like, you know, the gunfighters or something stamped on the side.
Well, everything may not be illegal in D.C., but the point being, you don't know what is and isn't. There are so many different things that can be and likely are illegal.
They do what they want when they want.
All they have to do is
nothing you can do about it.
All they have to do is go through your house, and they'll probably find something that they think is illegal, that by their own rules is illegal, but you had no idea. How would you have known that a souvenir shotgun shell that you pick up at a county fair or something like that is illegal?
Yeah, there's a book called Three Felonies a Day, and the suggestion in the book is that the average American commits three felonies a day. There's so many laws. There's more laws than you could read in four lifetimes. How could you not break some on a pretty regular basis?
Yeah, and it seems that Mr. Wittashek is not going to be taking the plea deal, that it's going forward to court.
Sounds
His offer
ludicrous.
Was a year of probation and a $500 fine. So, fortunately, I mean, for a lot of people facing the state's wrath, $500 actually may not be that much, so I'm glad that he's decided to go forward with this.
And it's a felony count that he's facing?
Because it says up to a year in jail, I'm assuming
probably
it's a misdemeanor.
Okay, misdemeanor. And any more detail on the story that you want to share?
That seems to be about the extent of it. I mean, they point out some personal info of the guy in this article I don't think is necessary, like that he says, I am a legal gun owner, but the guns are stored at allegedly his sister's house in Virginia and has her name.
You wouldn't want those in D.C.
Right. I'm not sure why that's in a national article, that my guns are stored at this location at my family's house. But.
And you never know how many people have left D.C. because of these laws. You don't know how many good gun owners have left D.C. because of this. Here's one thing that the gun-grabbing liberal types, oftentimes it's liberals that want to grab the guns, that they never say. The fact is, a friend of mine's sort of like this, and he's fully aware. He lives in an area in Florida where it's likely people have guns. And crime, break-ins and stuff like that, not so bad where he lives.
Mm, all right.
Because the chances are good if you go around where he lives, poking around in people's houses, that you could end up perforated.
Yep.
And he doesn't have a problem with that at all. He's not going to put out a sign that says gun-free home out in front of his place. Mm-hmm. He's completely aware that it's responsible gun owners that are in, you know, directly adjacent and around his town.
They're protecting him.
Just the knowledge of the type of town this is protects him. He's aware of that. And he's concerned about guns for other reasons, specifically children getting hold of them, harming themselves, and whatever. That's an irresponsible gun owner. But, I mean, maybe this is why D.C. is so dangerous.
Good chance of that. Big cities tend to have lots of gun regulations, and places like New Hampshire don't have much of anything.
I can tell you, crime's a big deal. When there's a murder in New Hampshire, the whole state hears about it.
Yeah, there's a bunch of guns in New Hampshire, but you hardly ever hear about actual killings. Hardly ever.
Yeah, well, I mean, and oftentimes when you hear about it, it's kind of people, you know, people that you would, the story is like, oh, yeah, well, I mean, that makes some sense. I can see why that those, you know, two fellas ended up dead or whatever. It's rarely that you're talking about, like, innocent people and that sort of thing being killed here. It's pretty rare.
In the New England area, I think to a large extent, there's a lot less crime than other parts of the nation.
Yeah, and this is another thing about crime is we live in one of the lowest crime areas in the world. You exclude
is that
places-
true even a place like Boston?
No, Boston doesn't count at all.
Okay, well, he said New England. Garrett said New England area.
Northern New England, Maine, Vermont, and New Hampshire are the three lowest crime states in the union.
Northern New England, okay.
Yeah, Northern New England. And then, you know, when you start comparing these around the world, I mean, Japan generally comes out higher than that. But if you compare this little section, it's really low as far as crime goes. Yep. All three of those places, pretty good as far as guns go, too.
No, I agree now that it's specified to northern New England. I know we're not including Massachusetts.
No, they hate guns in Massachusetts.
Right.
Well, I'd say even to a large extent, I mean, if you look at just crime distributions, that even, I'd say like New York to D.C., you really see a big increase in certain things. And I don't know if there's like something about their particular stretch, but maybe the further north you go, more crimes tend to happen in the summer during very hot weather. There's like little statistical things that change. But
you certainly don't want to get caught with shotgun shells in Massachusetts, though. You will get felony charges on that.
Just having spent casings is illegal in Massachusetts, so they're very similar to D.C.
What the hell? What are you going to do with a spent casing? Jab somebody with it?
Maybe they just feel like you're thinking about guns too much, and you know, therefore
that's what it's about. This is why they don't like e-cigarettes there either. My God, people, this is too much. This looks too much like cigarettes.
You know, some guns should be taken out of the hands of the police. There's another video that's hit the net recently of a police officer firing on a dog, black lab, apparently outside of a child's birthday party.
Service dog, too, I believe.
Yeah, service dog.
Right, 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here tonight. Coming up, our friend Adamo Freeman from CopBlock.org has some really good news that he's announced today, and we'll share that with you about his felony wiretapping charges. More on the way. You can take control here on Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE. Hour 3 is next.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Come celebrate Bitcoin's race into the future at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, March 6, 2014, at the Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas, just before South by Southwest. The conference will be packed with the hottest speakers and key players in the Bitcoin world. This one is not to be missed. Get the details at TexasBitcoinConference.com. Register now with fiat or, of course, Bitcoin. That's TexasBitcoinConference.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.